my sister getting fucking wet. I just got gross thinking about this.
This is nasty.
Warning. This episode has explicit content not suitable for anyone under 18.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Luis, a.k.a. Truth.com, a.k.a. your favorite sucio. And today with me, I have my boy, long time no see.
Que rollo, compas. You already know, it's Tall Can Javi.
I miss that sound, baby. I miss that sound. And also with me, I have...
your baby mama's favorite motherfucking DJ, DJ Crispin. What up, you fucking sluts and hoes?
Hey guys, once again, sorry, before we get the show truly started, just gotta hit you with the quick ad. We know you guys don't like them. We definitely hate them. We know it kills the flow of the episode, but if you guys want to avoid these ads, please go follow us on Patreon, support the hustle. You can hear the whole episode there, raw, unfiltered, no ads. But in the meantime, we apologize. We gotta do this. We hope you guys understand. All right, so my boy, people have been asking, why have you been so fucking aggressive in your intros and outros?
Because people are fucking sluts and hoes.
Who hurt you, my boy? Who hurt you?
Nobody, bro. Nobody. I'm happy. I'm not hurt. I'm just stating facts.
All right, so for our lovely listeners, typical women, Nova did not fucking show up, though. You can always count on a woman to let you down. Am I right or am I right? What?
Yeah.
What, motherfucker?
Yes and no. Yes and no.
It sounds like you're hiding something, my boy.
You no, sound... I'm not trying to get the fucking listeners fucking pissed off.
Damn, damn, she showed up.
As soon as I start talking shit.
Hablando del rey de Roma?
No, I literally just told the audience that Nova let us down, that she didn't show up. And then boom, here you come showing up.
Wow.
Oh, so also mm-hmm. with us, and she finally decided to show up. Your girl, Nova Marie. Did I do it right? You're not going to introduce yourself?
Shut the fuck up. Okay, you're going to be the new Nova?
I got the bigger tits. I mean,
you got the tits for it.
I don't know who
you got
took
the titty
that
for
shot.
It.
I know, that's what I just said, motherfucker. Yeah, I just said that. And they're prettier. And I bet you they taste better. You can floss your teeth with mine.
Fuck.
Chris, go test them out since you like breast milk.
You like breast milk?
Yeah. Hell yeah, bro. It's fucking delicious.
Okay, so... again, to remind you guys, we are recording over Zoom calls, so this might be a shit show, but you get what you get.
What are you bouncing for, Nova? What are you bouncing for?
I was looking at that too. She's like,
what are you bouncing for?
I was just getting a couple in before.
Practicing for later tonight? All right, but let's get to it. Okay, I wanted to start this episode now that Nova is here. I take back the whole women letting you down. But Nova, I did want to personally apologize for you because every time I go back and edit the episodes, I'm like, God damn, I'm being mean to Nova. Like my girls over, I went as far as to say shout out to my boy, Lil Jerry, for being so happy. And then Nova's over here all happy-go-lucky with her new relationship, like all fucking glowing. And every time she brings it up, I'm like, shut up. Stop talking about it.
That a little Jerry?
Yeah.
You saw I posted, I was like, damn, like I would be watching their stories and I'm like, fuck, maybe I want to be in love now too.
Right? But I'm telling you, every time Nova gets all fucking like glowy face and like all happy, I'm like, no, let's talk about something else. So Nova, I do want to apologize for
her.
No, I'm happy for her. I'm happy for her. It's just because I'm afraid every time she gets a man, we lose her.
And she gets heartbroken.
Then she comes back with the vengeance.
And we feel bad for her.
That's it. Yeah, we feel bad for her. Nova, you can say something.
What is your opinion on this?
No, I'm just letting the burns come in.
No, but I'm telling you, I'm apologizing. I want you to know that I feel bad about that, and I'm glad you're happy. Now, tell us all about that second date you went on that you told us about last week that you were gonna.
She
go
hasn't
on.
Gone on it, has she?
We haven't gone yet. Yeah, we just planned it out.
Telling you, bro, he doesn't want that date.
I know you said it was going to take it slow, but goddamn.
You know what? No, I got kids. I have to plan everything around when I'm free. But we're going on a dinner date. The dress that I showed you guys, that's what I'm actually going
to
wear.
Did you decide where to wear? Okay, so all right, for you guys that obviously aren't in our group chats, we have a podcast group chat without Javi, so it's entertaining and fun. And Nova hits us up last night, which is super late. And you guys don't know this, but I was feeling bad. So I was laying down all fucking nauseous and feeling bad. And Nova hits us up and sends us a video of her like trying this dress out, and she's like, guys, I got this dress and I don't know where to wear it to. And I tell her, I'm like, hey, where to a car show, I guess. Nova's all like, what do you mean? I'm like, yo, you're asking the guy that's always in basketball shorts, ripped basketball shorts, where you should wear a fucking dress to. I'm the wrong fucking guy to ask this to. But I'm glad you figured out.
And then the only other person who dresses up, and Chris never even responded.
I don't fucking dress up. I'm in work clothes fucking 90% of the time.
Nah, bitch, you got a little bit more style than me. You definitely try. You're in the trends.
You wear a button up every once in a while. Yeah,
or like a nice little hat or something. I see you, my boy. I see you. Don't act like you don't.
So that dress literally today will make a year that I've had that dress. I got that dress last year when I was really chunky.
And you still haven't worn it?
So the dress is really small. It's just it stretches. It's supposed to be like a summer dress. Like it stretches and goes with the body. I got it literally a year ago. Because a year ago, me and my son's dad, we were like trying to work shit out. And we were supposed to go on a date. A date that never happened and kept postponing. Or I forgot. And then the last one's like, he just never showed up.
I think you should throw that dress out.
Yes.
Because it was meant for a date that never happened. That's, so that's just not.
If I'm dude and I just heard
that's
this.
That's what I was about to say.
Do not wear that dress for me on our date that you were just about to wear for baby daddy when y'all were trying to work shit out. You got me.
And you just said it. So if he listens to this, he's going to know.
Y'all got me.
That it was for another man.
All kinds of fucked up. We not doing that. No, that's a foul right there. You got three guys telling you not to fucking. Hey, I can, for the. Wait.
Mind you, nobody's ever seen the dress. You guys are like the only people who's ever seen that dress.
But still, it brings. Yeah, and it brings all that juju with it.
Mm-hmm. No, I was about to say, you guys can't see this unless I post this, but I had three fingers up, but you can only see two, and I felt like that guy from Shrek, pick three, my lord, with two fingers showing up. That's me right now, because you couldn't see all three fingers, but you got three guys telling you not to wear that dress. Take our word for it.
Yeah, don't wear that shit.
Nah.
So are you guys going to pay for a new dress? Because that dress was pretty...
Hey. Go join Patreon so we can get enough money to buy a new dress.
Hey, if y'all buy Nova a dress, she will undress for you in it.
Hala madre. Hey, I have the most that I've done closest to that is I wore a watch that my ex bought me to a date, and I told the girl that I was with, like, oh yeah, my ex bought me this watch. She got to know, like, hey, my ex bought me this watch. It's nice, ain't it?
So what if I did this? Because I'm gonna go to his house and we're gonna leave from
y'all
his
ain't
house.
Going to no date.
So we're only taking one car to the date. No, but the thing is, it's like because it's out there, it's out where he lives at. So I'm going to his house. What if I just tell him, like, look, this is what's up with this outfit. You don't like it. I will just
No, don't say that.
If
you
don't.
No.
Be like, hey, so last day I went on, my man's bought me this dress.
No, it got to the point that the tag never came off of it. Like, it just never happened.
Nova, how about we try this? And this would be like, oh, maybe your man wouldn't even know how to handle it. Talk to him first. Just bring it up. Have a conversation with dude. I have this dress that I really like.
I wouldn't like it.
I wouldn't like it either, but she's adamant to wearing it. And I'd rather, he might be a really good guy, and he might just tell her, you know what, you're already wearing it, don't change, keep it on. But that's not what he wants, but he's being a good guy. That's what I'm thinking.
I'll tell you right now, if I would find out if my girl would wear something that she planned on wearing for another man, fuck that, I'd be pissed. Don't fucking talk to me.
Yep.
And then I would bring it up every single fucking argument. Oh, why don't you go wear that fucking dress that you wanted to wear so bad?
Damn, yep. That does sound like kind of
shit.
Chris,
you know, I'm fucking petty like that, but I don't know about your man, but I'm petty like that. So.
No, I would do something like that too.
So Javi doesn't know. You guys saw the dress.
It's not
but
that
Javi,
great.
This is the dress.
I'm sorry, I'm a hater. You can't really see it. Move to the side.
This is when I was like chunky. I was like almost pushing two.
Oh, you look like a whole ass little Leo. Lilo.
Lilo and Stitch?
Yeah.
Wow.
Now that you say it,
it's Lilo.
So nobody's ever seen me wear something.
The dress is nice.
Right?
Okay, look, Nova, I know people are going to say I bully you because I just said it when we started the podcast that I bully you, but that dress is not worth it to me. It's not.
So are you guys going to pitch in to get another one of this dress, but something else?
Have him buy you a new outfit for the date.
Exactly. No, I just don't think that's it.
How am I going to have somebody that I'm barely dating have buy me an outfit?
How
for
are we
going to
have us buy for you? We're not going to. You're not going to wear for us.
You. You never went on that date with me.
You can be like,
wow.
You can be like, how about you go buy me something that you want to see me wear?
Or you want to take off of me?
See me in.
That I was about to say that.
Or take off of me.
Be like, hey, you buy this outfit, you can take it off.
Mm-hmm. With your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And, what if he buys me an outfit that's 2 times too big?
Well, tell him you're
easier to come off.
No, then you know that he doesn't mind you being big. Because he thought you fit in that bitch.
Then you'll know he thinks you're fat.
Luis just called you big.
No.
I know he did.
I said he gonna think you big. Anyways, let's get off that dress. Just trust me. You don't.
I know this is like
dress.
The blue or black or fucking white and gold conversation, but over the dress.
Hey guys, I meant to tell you this last week and it just skipped my mind, but I broke my dick, y'all. I broke my dick. So as some of y'all know, I got hurt from work, and I've been in a lot of pain. So I've been popping fucking sleeping pills like it's not sleeping pill, muscle relaxers like it's nobody's business, so I can get some rest. I shit you not, and I actually told my girl, I find a minute I couldn't get hard. I would usually, I don't know if this happened to you guys, but sometimes you wake up and like you turn around in bed and like, oh shit, your dick's keeping you like a fucking doorstop. You're like, oh, I can't turn that way. Let me just turn back around. I would wake up that fucking hard. And recently I haven't. And then usually I wouldn't even get out of bed without stroking one out first. I would get like wake up and like I wasn't hard and I couldn't get myself hard. Like I'd sit there and like
he's like, oh, I didn't wake up with morning wood. Let me give myself morning wood.
Damn right. I couldn't and I could not get my dick hard. And here, no, it gets worse. So this is how I realized, like, damn, my girl's for me. Because I told her that this was happening. And she's all like, well, what could it be? And I said, the only thing I can think of, honestly, is that I'm popping way more muscle relaxers. Let me kill those. Let me stop. So about 3 days without taking them, I woke up with a little bit, like a little bit of wood. I was like, oh, hell yeah.
A little pecker?
Yeah. On God, yeah. I was like, hell yeah. So then the fourth day, I woke up with like some nice, and I was like, all right, cool.
Maybe your kink is pain, bro.
Wait, hold on. But when I mean I broke my dick, I'm not even kidding. My left nut is fucking hurt. I literally went to go get blood work, and I talked to my doctor because my left nut hurts. So not only was my dick not getting up, my left nut hurts. And then my girls are like, well, now that you're getting hard, maybe try busting a nut. Maybe that's what it is. You haven't got hard in a while and you haven't busted a nut. And it could be that. So
it needs to reload.
No, oh God. So what I did
factory reset.
Before I had my coffee, before anything, I got up. I went to the fucking restroom in like old days when I didn't have my own place. I fucking stroked one out in the bathroom. So I'm standing on top of the fucking toilet and I'm like, man, it's fucking hard. So I'm like, oh, I come and I'm like, oh, it fucking feels great. But it didn't resolve anything with my nut. So then I go and I hit my girl up. I was like, babe, I just fucking busted a nut and my nut still hurts. And for those of you that know, she's a nurse, so you know,
it could be a UTI.
No, but I'm kind of hoping she tells me like something. And she calls me laughing and I'm like, this is when I knew she was the one for me, because she's on the phone laughing and she's not saying anything, she's just laughing. And I'm like, dude, what the fuck? She goes, okay, I know your nut hurts and I know your dick was broken, but you just told me that you just busted a nut and the only thing I cared about was, and he didn't send me a video. And I'm like, that's my girl.
Damn.
Hey, you guys keep me honest. How many times have you been arguing or a girl been crying or something and you're just sitting there going, yeah, but can we fuck? Like, you send me a nude? Or you're thinking some dirty shit and the last thing you care about is what she's going through or he's going through. And that was my girl for me. And I was like, yeah.
Said, I don't care. I can't put my dick in your college degree.
Basically. So, no, yeah. But my dick, for those of you that care, it's mostly my girl. She's going to be like, who else cares? My dick is healthy now, but my left nut still hurts.
UTI, brother.
No. I just went to go get checked. I actually did a piss test, too, and all that. So, but hopefully not that. Hopefully not that.
I've had one, and my nut was hurting.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
I heard that happens like if you have like blue balls, like really bad
blue balls,
it just ends up.
Maybe I've never actually had blue balls, but I think it's just the little thing that guys say, like, oh, my balls hurt, baby.
I know, I've never really experienced blue. Yeah, I don't think, like, I have.
It's something we tell you girls.
Your nuts hurt? They hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Only thing I can semi think, and I don't even want to say it hurt, was when I didn't, like, I was busting in the. A girl's jacking you off and then she stops like as soon as she sees a drop and you're like, no, bitch, I'm not
keep
done.
Going,
like,
yeah.
That I felt like I was clogged up a bit, but I don't know. I don't want to say blue.
Well, that's blue boss, fucker.
Yeah, that's,
but it
that's
didn't hurt.
Boss.
It was just clogged up. That's what I'm saying. I've never felt pain. Like,
it's uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah, it's just.
No, it hurts. It hurts, bro.
All right, no, but Chris, you've been telling us about this all week. Where did you read about it? Or because your ass reads about everything. Or where did you get this question that you got for us? I'm watching to share with the pod.
Where, like, what would you do if you're a girl or whatever you have ask you to use a vibrator after you're done having sex?
Yeah. Well, let's start with Nova. Nova, have you done this? Have you had a sesh and you're like so unsatisfied that you genuinely asked, dude, hey, can I finish off?
Damn. She's laughing. So fuck yeah, she has.
I want to hear it.
I didn't ask. I just told him, wow, like, I didn't even get a finish and I was so pissed. And I told him to his face, like, damn, dude. I was like, I don't know what's up with you, but this is the worst you've ever done that I didn't even get to, like.
You told him like that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was baby daddy.
Yeah, she told us about it 2 weeks ago. Oh, that episode is out now.
Yeah.
Episode 57.
Yeah, I told him and then I just went home and I went, took a shower.
No. Like he's staying the night over. Let's say he's staying the night over, right? And you guys fuck and everything, but you never nut. And then you go and tell him, like, oh, do you mind if I use a vibrator so I can finish?
No, I didn't tell him.
No, but I feel like you never understand the questions. I'm saying, like, you've never had to ask a guy that?
No, I know. I never told him it. This is, like, the first time I actually told him to his face.
But you would never, you would never say that to a guy? Like, if you, even if, like, new dude, no, you wouldn't. If she didn't say it to baby daddy, which she didn't like, I don't think she's going to say it to a guy she likes. I feel, me personally, I feel like unless we have a relationship where, like, I want to see you masturbate and you want to see me masturbate, which even though I know I'm a sucio, I've never felt comfortable masturbating in front of a girl.
I feel like that also comes into the, that sexual openness type thing that you have with whoever you're.
Yeah.
You could tell them, like, hey, your shit was whack. I'm about to fucking finish myself off.
Yeah. But
but it's also, I feel like no matter how much sexual openness you have, if you're, depends on what stage you're at with somebody as well.
Yeah.
Because I could be open as fuck about something, but, you know, if I'm barely getting to grow, no girl, I'm not going to be like, your pussy was whack, bitch. Like, you know.
I heard what you said so wrong. I heard I'm barely getting into girls. I was like, wait,
nah,
what?
I've been seeing Javi all night too, but I think that would be like more hurtful for a girl. I think if a girl says like, can I use a toy, or just tells you like, even like trying to be a bitch, like I'm going to use a toy. I think as a guy, I'd be like, all right, I'm watching. Unless she says I can't watch. But I think if you tell a girl that, like if I'm like, hey, like I need a struggle now because you just, I don't know what the fuck that was. I think that fucked them up.
You know what it reminds me of when you're saying that? Liar, liar. After they have sex and he's like, I've had better.
I think everybody should say that. But I think everybody should be able to say that. I genuinely think you should be able to rate somebody after you fuck.
I've had one experience where we were messing around. We didn't end up fucking, but we're like doing shit. And then once like she was done, like I still had to finish myself off. And she was like, I'm gonna go shower. And then that's when I started doing it. And then she came back into the room. While I was doing this, she was just staring at me while I was, and like, it was a little weird because I'm like going at it and she's like standing at the door just like looking. And I'm like, are you like, you can't fucking help me since you're already just fucking looking? Like,
bro, I wouldn't want that. Like, I'm not gonna lie. You know what? I don't know if it was because I was having so much trouble with like the ex that I lived with last, but in the mornings when she was out doing, like, cause I would work nights and when I would wake up in the morning, she would not bother me until I got out of bed and got out of the room. And I would lay there, stroke out the one in the morning wood out, and I always prayed to God that she wouldn't come in because that was me time. I did not, if she were to come in, I would be like, and then as soon as she walk out, then finish. But I did not want her to join. I love fucking, but that was my me time. Like, I want to stroke that one out on
you
my
turn
own.
Yourself more on.
Yeah, no, I just, you know what I mean? That's my little, like, I know how long I want to stroke it for, how quick I want to come. I don't want you to.
I don't understand that.
Well, you know what? Maybe because I feel like a lot of times it might be the girls that I dealt with or how I see fucking, but I feel like fucking is mostly, like, for me to come and for their pleasure. So.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. I don't want to take my time making, like, pleasuring you. I want to take the time pleasuring me, because right now when I'm, the way I'm stroking it is, you know, it's for my pleasure, my imagination, you know, slow, fast, and I'm focused just on me. I'm giving me pleasure. I'm not focused on just busting. So I think that's why. Because
so have you guys ever, I have a question. Have you guys ever thought about somebody else while fucking somebody?
Oh, all the time. What you talking about? Yeah, no.
Chris is
laughing. I fucking have, bro.
Yeah. I've suffered with erectile dysfunction and fucking thinking of somebody else helped better.
Oh, yeah. A girl I used to live with, I have had threesomes with her and her best friend. And, yeah, like, her best friend's shit ended up being better. And sometimes I'd be fucking my girl and I'd be thinking about her. And she was some dirty-ass girl, bro.
Yeah, that happens.
Bro, like, I used to fucking, when I was fucking,
Oh wait, we gotta take back that dirty ass girl. I think her sister fucking listens to the podcast. She's gonna be like,
no,
and she knows it's her.
We're not taking nothing out. So, Chris, what were you saying?
When I was fucking one of my baby's mamas. I'm not gonna say who. I would think of the 10-year.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, brother!
I would
brother.
Fucking be fucking her. I would be thinking of the 10-year one. I was like, damn, bro. It's like this could be her right now.
Yeah, no, I've been there,
and that would keep me fucking harder for longer, fool.
Yes,
and instead of like nutting quick, it'd be like, fuck, bro, this could be her. Just thinking about her, fool, would make me last longer.
No, facts. I agree, but I've heard enough about dicks. Nova, you ever thought about somebody else while getting piped down?
You want to hear about Nova's dicks?
No, fuck her.
Hey, Nova, Nova's over there. Nova's over there getting fucked. She's thinking about her vibrator.
I know.
I'll show it to you right now.
Let's see it.
By all means, but so answer the question, woman. Have you ever thought of somebody else?
What? Have I ever thought of somebody? I fucked up really bad and I said the name.
Oh, ooh. Man.
Damn. Yeah, that's.
Damn.
That's cold.
So I've called a girl a different name, not while fucking. And it was so two girls right next to each other. One was Destiny, the other one was Daisy. And so I called Daisy Destiny. Just I was driving, and she just went off in the car, and I was like, "Oh fuck!" Like,
that's easy to mistake though, fool, because the names are pretty close and shit. So.
Yeah, but not to her.
Not if they have history. If they don't, if they have history, you're shit out of luck.
Yeah, I was like,
"What if you've ever compared them when you're arguing?"
No, don't ever do that.
Why are you fucking acting like this person?
Be like. Now I see why your ex left you.
That I can see. That, yeah. On God, yes. I tell that to people all the fucking time. Like, no wonder you're fucking single. Like, shit. Shit makes a lot of sense. And actually, about telling people no wonder you're fucking single and shit, it has nothing to do with it, but I thought it'd be a good segue that it's not. Dude, somebody literally hit us up on the DMs. Actually, you know her. I don't want to, what do you call it, bleep anything out, but you follow her OnlyFans. Nah, fuck that. But you follow her OnlyFans. Anyway, she
I was going to bring her up on this episode. Too.
Oh, she hit us up in the DMs, and she called me a hater. And then I asked the Instagram if y'all agree with her that I'm a hater, and everybody thinks I'm a fucking hater. But I wanted to clear that out. So hear me out. I do talk a lot of shit on women, a hell of a lot of shit. But I'm not a hater. I just put women to a higher standard. And the reason why I don't talk shit on guys is because I don't stay focused on guys. I don't care what a guy does. If a guy be out there doing some goofy ass shit, good for fucking him. I don't give a fuck. But when a girl stays doing some goofy shit, I hold you good to a higher her. Standard. No, I hold them to a higher standard. Like, don't be original. Dog, how many, like, Javi should see it all the time, but he might like it because he's a fucking, like, Dodger fan. How many females don't make being a Dodger fan their whole fucking personality? Like, bitch, you're not original. You got the same jersey everybody has. You post the same memes everybody has. You have the same seat because y'all share the same shit because y'all buy it off each other because y'all don't got money to get a better seat. Like, y'all not Damn. Fucking original. Being a baby, being a mom, oh, my God. She's my fucking reason for living. Bitch, you're not better than me.
No, that shit does not.
Nah, bro. No. Like, bro, that's your whole fucking personality. What are you outside of being a mom?
Fucking kid.
You gotta be something more than just being a fucking mom, bro.
Oh, God.
Without you, I wouldn't be alive. Well, fuck, she's keeping you from killing yourself. Hey, fuck that's you, bro. Shitty.
I posted that before.
Yeah, well, you're shit, too, bro. I love my kid, too, but no. But see, I don't care what you say, because men commit suicide more than women, so we should look out for each other, and I'm glad you have your daughter, kid. That's cool. You're a single father. You're a king for doing that. But nah, women gotta do this shit anyways. Fuck that. No, so I am a hater, but because I hold women to a higher fucking, like, threshold. Like, you gotta be better. Be better, women. Be fucking better. And I don't stay checking, guys. I don't give a fuck.
Be more whole.
Yeah, what do you guys think? Am I really that much of a hater, though?
Sometimes.
You can be an asshole.
It's a 99-1.
Luis is the biggest hater in every aspect of everything in the world for anyone, if anything going on. Luis is the biggest hater I know.
Javi, don't forget. We might be coming up, my boy. Don't.
Oh, shit. Now, my boy, bro, he a real one. This motherfucker right here, he.
Hey, Fort Knox. Fort fucking Knox.
This motherfucker a real one. He I hold it down. No, he hold that shit right. Down.
Peso pesado, fuck. Yeah.
with his shrinked up left nut.
Wow.
With his what?
Shrinked up left nut. I said that in confidence. That's fuck. I thought I could trust y'all.
How do you say that in confidence?
Yeah, but no. Fuck you guys.
In the confidence of the podcast.
That's the last time. Okay, fuck you guys. So, okay.
Oh, so you can make fun of me not being able to hold a relationship, but I can't make fun of your left.
I don't talk shit that one of your titties is smaller than the other. It's just normal. It happens to the best of us.
No, I'm not talking about my titties. I'm talking about my relationship.
I'm fucking with you. Anyway, so, look. I'm a hater, right? So, okay, I'm a bit of a hater, but there's a reason. But there's something I would not do. As much of an asshole as Javi says I am, this is something that I would not do. And my girl did it, and I told her, I don't know how I feel about you. I was feeling so shooketh, I even told my mom about it. They went to a bar. And when I mean they is my girl and, like, her whole group of friends, 8 bitches deep and a gay guy. And, like, they fucking went out, and they went to a bar.
Oh, he ain't gay.
If he's not,
he digs down every single one of them.
Well, good for him. Anyways, that's not the point. So they go to the they go to the bar. One of them can't get in. So my girl's live texting me, right, giving me updates. Oh, one of our friends couldn't get in. Yeah, that's what my girl sounds like. You know. Oh, and she went back to the car, and I'm gonna say, well, excuse me, what? She goes, yeah, she couldn't get in.
She stayed in the car?
She stayed in the car. And I was like, you're fucking kidding me. She goes, no. And then I said, my girl does her thing. She's dancing, whatever. Yeah, so I'm not bugging
her. Doesn't go in, nobody goes in.
Hold on. I'm getting to that.
Not for
two, that. 2 hours later, she fucking's all like, oh, I just went out to go check on her. She's sleeping in the car. I was like, what? Y'all didn't send her fucking home? Like, are you fucking kidding me? She's still in the car. Well, she's going to drive us home. I was like, y'all got me so fucked up. Like, you do not leave somebody behind. And she's like, no, she said she was okay. I was like, nah, as friends, if one of you was a fucking friend, y'all say, nah, we're going to go back to the house. We're going to go to a different club. We're going to do anything else. But nobody is staying in the fucking car.
Question.
What's up?
Why didn't she get in?
They said that somebody had already tried to use her ID to get in, so they burned her, boys.
Oh, so somebody else got in with her ID?
I guess so.
Allegedly?
Allegedly. Yeah, so, no, but, I mean, the thing is, and then, in the morning, she tried to flip it. My girl, I guess, tried to make her and her friend sound better. My girl's like, damn, you are a hater. No, she's all like, no, she was in the car, but then she called the booty call. She went and got some, and then she came back to the car and knocked out. I was like, nah. If y'all left her outside, you know she was going to, like, stay with dude, or dude would have drove her home. Yeah. She's not staying back in the fucking car.
Maybe her friend said that. No, girl, don't worry. I got some dick. She was just in the car crying.
Fuck that shit. That happened to me in Vegas one time.
And they left you?
No. Not me. Like, one of the homegirls. But I wanted to leave her, fool, because we went to Vegas one time. And we knew we were going to go clubbing, fool. It was the first time we were going to go clubbing, like actual clubbing. Not just go to the casino. Not just fucking, like, drink out on the strip and all that bullshit. We were actually gonna go clubbing.
Yeah.
Like, to Dre's or whatever the fuck it's called up there and all that bullshit. And we had reservations. We had a fucking guy in a fucking, like, a table and all that bullshit and a half. We knew we were gonna fucking need IDs. Valid IDs, right?
You saying that, my boy?
Yeah, you're saying that.
Hey, homie, I have my passport. I have my fucking matricula. I had everything, fucker, all right? I had a valid ID.
You're good, my boy. You're
right?
Good. You're
valid good. ID, all right? I was good, all right?
The way that I see it, it's like, that's that girl that, yeah, we invited her because we know she's always the one willing to drive and take us anywhere and everywhere. That's how I'm seeing it. Like, because how are you going to let her walk back? And then not just that, but you didn't walk with her back. Like,
Nova, you're trash.
Something could have happened on Nova, that way back you're to
trash.
That car.
If you have a friend that you treat like way, you're trash. I'm sorry. Nobody should have a girl that you just keep her in the car to drive you around.
Nobody should have a friend like that. But that's what it sounds like, because she didn't leave. She was passed out in that car, and none of them, like, had the consideration of, oh, well, we couldn't get in. We're not going to have her go back to the car by herself. Let's just find somewhere else that we can go to, or at least get the hottest girl in the fucking group to, like, talk to the security guard and be like, hey, I'll give you my number, like, if you let my homegirl get in. Like, come on, at least put some effort.
I think something that would answer a lot of her questions is, how big was this girl and what was she wearing that night?
Damn, bro.
No, but you know what, surprisingly, like,
really?
My girl tells me all the time, like, all her friends, and from the pictures I've seen, I can't agree with her, because, you know, to me it just looks blurry. But no, my girl tells me that all her friends are, like, super attractive, so I mean, she must have been a pretty one. But she also tells me that her friends, like, make really poor life choices, so I don't know.
Like, what, like I was saying about my story, when we went over there, we ended up, like, not going into a fucking club. But, like, I wanted to leave the person. I was like, fuck them. Let them go back to the hotel room. Fuck that shit. If they know that they can't get in, why the fuck are they going to fucking come?
But that's the right choice. I mean, it sucks for you, bro, and I get it. What you do is you learn from it. Next time, you just don't invite them. But you don't do them like
you
that
don't stay
that time.
In the fucking car.
Yeah, well, we didn't fucking do them like that. We fucking ended up leaving, fool.
I think there's a difference between going to the car and being stuck in the car. Well, you guys are in Vegas and you guys got a hotel room that you guys can actually go in and sleep in a bed instead of sleeping in a fucking car.
Again, the podcast. If you guys notice anything weird, it's because the podcast is having issues again. I don't know what the fuck it is. I'm trying to figure it out. Anyways, all right. So does anybody remember where we left off?
No one was talking about sucking dick.
That's what I'm going to do after the date. Depending.
Whoa. I was just
after
broken,
the date? Not during
maybe on
the
ride
what the
home.
Fuck?
We'll whoa. See how it goes. Well, if it goes good, like, you know how you've seen those people, like, are we splitting the bill?
And am I getting some later?
So wait, actually, that is a great fucking question. Nova, you're gonna go on this date. Hopefully this time he's not gonna cook for you in the house. You guys are actually gonna go out. What happens if homie actually asks you to pay? What is your reaction? What are you doing
if I'm paying?
If he asks you to pay half or all of it,
I'd be like, okay. But at the same time, like, I'm so used to paying, like, I don't really think I've actually ever been on an actual date where the person pays. So if he pays,
wait,
he's gonna get a cheeky streakies.
You're telling me you paid with your baby's daddy? As a woman, just don't shake your head.
No, yeah. She shook her head. She said, yeah, but no, fuck you. No, hold on. Pause. No, fuck that. Fuck everything. My girl pays for damn near everything right now. There's no wrong
we know
with the
broke.
Queen paying for her king.
He was
yeah, damn right, maybe he was broke. So what's the problem? When you care for somebody, you don't mind paying for them. Fuck you. This is not a bad conversation.
He paid too sometimes, but yeah, like I would pay too. Like when me and him first started talking and dating, I would pay.
Like a queen. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know about that, but all right.
Have I ever had a girl pay?
I don't know about
hey,
that.
How the fuck would...
Obviously, you're not giving it that good, Javi, that she ain't paying for you.
Damn.
He wasn't giving it that good to you either.
Damn.
Chris taking shots for no fucking reason.
That shit was hard.
Hey, but you know what?
No, oh, but this so, one no. is, so I'm willing to pay.
Hey, Nova, obviously you weren't giving it that good if he wasn't paying for you.
Damn, that's what he
I'm
said.
I'm a gentleman.
Hey, so no, check this out, though. But that can't be the case because I know I'm not giving it to my girl that good. I just said it on the last podcast that like I'd be pillow princing it. So I know I'm not giving it that good. She's still paying for
pillow
everything.
Pillow prince.
Yeah, that's what it's called. Yeah. Oh, did you just get it?
I have heard of pillow princess.
No, but I told my girl about that. I'm like, hey, I'm naming the last episode. So the last episode's named Pillow Prince. And I'm like, it's because, you know, I pillow prince. And she started laughing. And she goes, no, you don't. And I'm like, babe, you don't got to do nothing for me. Like, I know I pillow. No, she goes, no, you don't get it. You do. You move your hips at least, and you play on my tits. She goes, I've had guys that literally...
That don't do shit.
You literally think these fools are laying there dead. I was like, you're kidding. She goes, no. Like, you do a lot compared to some motherfuckers. And I was like, God damn. Now, if you're doing that, if you're not even at least moving your hips and, like, giving a thrust or two, mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't deserve a fucking cookie or nothing.
Okay, so is it weird that this person's making me feel like a pillow princess and I'm kind of liking it?
Wait, tell us more. Like, you don't let you do nothing or what?
Yeah, please.
It's not that he doesn't let me do anything. It's just that he does a lot.
Yeah, but no, but pillow princess, when you don't want to do nothing, we just lay there.
He's manhandling you.
Have you seen those videos where it's like my first day at work and like the guy runs to one thing, like the guy's already doing something, and then the guy runs to go do another thing and they're already taking that, so he's not doing shit? That's how Nova is. She's about to start doing something, and then Hope he starts doing something. She goes, oh, wait, not there. And then she tries to do something else, and now he starts over there. That's how you are, huh?
Yeah, that's what it feels like.
Piece of advice for all the guys out there. And I think we've talked about it on the podcast here before. Uh-huh. Don't put all your effort in the first fuck or the second fuck. Don't give it your all, because then from there it's just gonna go down. I know you're excited to have like this new girl that you haven't hit, or maybe he's already hit, but like, do not give it your all in the first few fucks. Like, your third and fourth fuck should be better than your first and second.
It's getting a lot better. I got no complaints. I'm telling you, there needs to be Yelp reviews for men, because. I didn't know what I was walking into.
We can make some for the podcast. Hey, you're going to be the first one to leave a Yelp review for the last three fucks you've had. She's all like, she's the one that literally just said it should be Yelp reviews.
From a 1 to 10, experience, detailed, or you know.
No, what? Hey, however Yelp reviews go, like rate this a one star. I'm never coming back, or never came in the first place.
Damn.
Okay, from your last three fucks, how would you rate them?
The last three?
Yeah.
So from better to worst, or worst to better?
Better to worst.
Best to worst.
Better to worst.
Yeah.
The best right now is the guy that I am talking to.
Of course you would choose to him.
No, I'm not like, no, I'm being serious. Like,
and then once you guys stop talking, you'd be like, yeah, he was whack.
No, because I even admit it. Like when me and her, like Javi, you don't know this, but when me and him knew we like met each other, like we were friends and everything, but we were a hot mess. The sex was horrible. It was.
Damn. You fucked one time before this.
What made you stay?
No, me and him, it was just horrible. Like, to the point that we never talked about it again and acted like it never happened. Horrible.
On whose part?
No, she said both. Both their part. They couldn't sync up, supposedly her.
It was just completely off. Like, no. Like, there was attraction there, yeah. You know how you get physically attracted to someone and you have sex and then sometimes either the sex is really, really good or really, really bad? It was really, really bad. It was really, really bad to the point that we just acted like it never happened.
Hey, let's focus here though. What's the rating? Who last three? So the one recent, the most recent.
Who got second place?
Yeah, who's got the second place in the last three?
The second place would be this other biker dude.
And so then baby daddy's fucking
third place. And she's gonna be like, "Can we take it down to 10 so I can put him where he goes?"
Shit.
Baby daddy's not third.
Damn.
Oh, you're saying the last three. The last three, baby daddy was the third. The third was this guy that I went out to a comedy show with. That was my third.
Damn.
In your lifetime, does baby daddy make it to the top five?
Had he ever made it to the top five?
Yeah.
All the guys you've ever fucked, from does baby daddy fall in the top five?
Yeah.
Oh, well, okay. I mean, that's better than nothing.
Yeah.
That's better than top 10.
If I was in the top five, he was the top three, and then he went down to the top five, but he went down to the top five on his own accord, because after a while it was just kind of like he knew he can get it, and then it was just like your game just kind of went down. You weren't doing what you did before, and it was just like, I liked when you used to do this move, or I liked when you do that move, and then it was just like, you're not even satisfying me anymore, you're just going for your nut. And then the last time I told him, yeah, I'm gonna go home and just have a fucking toy.
Damn.
And then he was like, are you serious? I'm like, yeah. Or I'm like, or I can call somebody.
Sounds like a good time.
Like, I'm not joking.
Savage.
Like, I told him to his face.
Savage.
Salahe.
You're trash is all I'm hearing.
So it's like people, like, either, like, I get it, you're not putting too much effort, but you're not putting enough. But then it's like, there's attention to detail, too. Like, are you doing this to replace what you're not doing anymore? Are you doing that to replace what you're not doing anymore? And then there's just some where it's just like, they're just going for their own nut. You're really not enjoying it. You're just trying to just rub it off.
I feel like it's crazy also how you can think you had good experiences. Like, oh yeah, this was amazing. And then you meet somebody and you're like, what the fuck was I doing? Like, there's one girl that I've been with that, bro, like, we'd be driving and she'd be like, you want to pull over? And I'm like, oh yes, I would love to. Like, we'd be fucking in the car wash. Like, you want to fuck? And, like, before that, I had had girls that I was like, oh, yeah, the sex is great. And then I met her, and I was like, oh.
Where you been all my
Where
life?
Where have you been?
Yeah.
You know, I feel like I met my male version of a freak.
With this guy?
Yes, because so we went to go get some food. You know how the girl always goes down and gives the guy head or whatever's when they're driving?
Yeah.
We almost crashed because I was driving.
He was eating you out?
No, she was giving him head while driving.
No, he was eating her out while she was driving.
That's just... You got little legs. You hug
yourself. I had to use my other foot to drive. So he has a truck.
Yeah, but you have little legs. You barely reach the steering wheel. Like, you're literally hugging that bitch. Sometimes I think you have a car seat.
That's why she almost crashed.
Yeah. What the fuck?
So, long story short, we ended up at a drive-thru, right, to get food.
He said, I already ate, baby. Don't worry. No.
Whoever was at the register, they basically just saw, like, everything while we're waiting to get our food. And then we leave, and as we're leaving, like, I accidentally stepped on the gas because I had my right foot, like, open this way, and I was driving with my left, And then it was just like pull over. Like we almost died.
Damn.
So we had to pull over and we ended up having to switch. Like, yeah, no. I met my match.
I'ma tell you why I don't agree with this. Because
because girls are bad drivers in general.
My life has almost ended. Because again, I'm not saying anything new. I like big bitches. I picked up this big bitch and she was drunk. And I said, well, fuck it. If I picked it up anyways, might as well give me some roadhead. And she leaned over like enthusiastically to give me some fucking head. And she, when she went down the initial down,
she pushed
her fucking shoulders, gripped the fucking steering wheel. And on the freeway, I swerved gnarly. If it wasn't like 2-3 in the morning, I would have hit somebody. And I was like, oh, fucking no. Like, she jumped up. I was like, what the fuck was that? Blamed it on me. I was like, bitch, your fucking football shoulders fucking pull the steering wheel down. The fuck you want me
you
to do?
You big back bitch. Seriously.
So like after that, I was like,
that's what you get, fucker, for trying to get head from a big bitch.
I know. After that, I was like, you know, we good. We good. We can wait till we get home. So I'm not putting my life at risk for no fucking head or doing none of that wild shit. It's cute that you're doing it. You think it's cool. Don't fucking do that. We don't.
I think the closest I came to crashing while doing was we were leaving the bar and she was riding me while I was driving. Mm-hmm. And then like she'd get off and then we'd come to a stop sign and then she'd ride me at the stop sign. And then she'd get off and we'd drive a little more and then she'd like hop on while I was driving and I'd be like trying to look over her shoulder and shit. Fucking she's out there trying to drive.
Yeah. The benefits of fucking a skinny girl.
Bro, I haven't gotten roadhead like in fucking 20 years.
God damn. Well, bitch, you've only had a license for like the last 10.
But I've been driving for like 30.
I'm fucking with you, my boy. Damn, that your women are lacking, my boy. Hey, right now that I say lacking, can we talk about something? I feel fucking old. Like, I know I'm switching up the conversation, but I feel fucking old.
You are old.
No, hold. Yes, I know that, but now I'm feeling it because for the longest time, I knew I was getting older, but I still understood all the fucking lingo, like as stupid as it sounded, no cap and all this shit. I'm like, okay, I get it. It sounds, but then I finally heard one.
You got the Riz.
I finally heard that one, the Riz, and I was like, what the fuck? Like, it just, I kind of understood what it
the
meant.
Riz
like,
master.
And I was like, what the fuck is Riz? What the fuck is Riz? And I never looked it up. I didn't care enough, but I kept hearing it everywhere. And I'm like, I have officially lost touch with the fucking new kids.
Charisma.
Exactly. I just seen that, and I was like, are you fucking kidding me? I would have never. It would have never made ever. And I'm like, wow.
You wouldn't have put two and two?
No, bro. I never did. And I'm like, I finally feel that I hit that age where like, yep, I'm too old. I'm officially too fucking old.
Ya no eres parte de la chaviza.
On God, bro. And I'm like, damn. Yeah. But and you know what?
You're a plebe.
Fuck.
Yeah, I'm a
plebe. I'm going to have to turn into a chavo ruco soon. I'm saying, bro. Fuck that. Sabes, ando con las plebitas.
There's this dude that goes to the bar. I don't know if you've ever seen him when we go. He's this older white dude. He wears boots and he wears all kinds of jewelry, like ridiculous amounts of jewelry and like leather fucking jackets or like fur jackets. And he's always at the bar and there's a group of older ladies that go to the bar and they're always just like, it's like they're young again. They're over there getting it.
I got a question.
A ver.
So you're saying Louis goes to the bars?
I was about to say, Javi, I don't go out with you. I knew it. You motherfucker.
I was talking to my other cousins here.
I know. Actually, there is another cousin here.
Uh-huh.
Hey,
uh-huh.
There's my boy.
Come, sure. Come get in the camera real quick.
Come get in the camera real quick. No,
no,
come get in the camera real quick.
No,
fuck you
just
guys.
Just
no.
Hey, so they believe there's somebody here.
Say what's up on the mic. They don't believe there's somebody else here. Just say what's up on the mic. Say what's up on the mic.
Say what's up on the mic.
Hello.
Okay, see, there you go. Hello. Who look like Bert and Ernie, motherfucker? Hey, how do you simultaneously look like Bert and Ernie?
Fuck.
So you're saying Louis goes to the bars?
He was talking to the cousin. My actually, cousin. Big Juicy J. Y'all have heard of him. He's been on the pod.
No, you can't show his face.
That was not Juicy J. No, they're not going to see the video. Yeah, no, Louis does not go to the bar, just so you know.
Have your cousin either.
So, anyways. Getting back on track, Nova, this question's for you, just because I want to ask some real fucking questions. How do you feel, because you've been sending me all these, not sending me, sending the pod, all these fucking podcasts about, like, guys, like, in other podcasts that are, like, basically fucking giving women what they want to hear. Oh, because men are doing this, and you expect this and shit. And all I hear from it when I hear those is guys just saying what they think a woman wants to hear in the podcast. So that got me to thinking. Guys that are in the dating scene, that are trying to be too perfect, trying to like, oh no, I love a single mother. Oh no, do you, queen, and like all this shit, like hyping bitches up more than they should. How do you feel about a guy that does like, they try, like too much? That he's just trying to be too perfect. Yeah. Too much grandma, but like at the end of the day, you know they're not that fucking like good.
You can tell right away when a person's just faking it to get somewhere, and then some that are not, but then at the end of it all, it's up to you whether you want that person to get anywhere with you.
But how do you feel about it? Like those guys that are, like they're trying to say all the perfect shit. Like for you, does that work on you?
No, because look what happened last time. I got fucking blocked because I didn't want to put out, even though he was like, I love kids and this is, and I always wanted kids and I don't know what. I told the person, like, I can't give you any kids. And he was like, what do you mean? I'm like, I can't have any more kids. And he was like, oh. And so then he tries to sugarcoat it with like, oh, well, you know, like,
they can be mine.
Yeah, type of shit. And I'm just kind of like, yeah, no, I'm good. Like, you start acting all weird.
You should just be like, okay, like, I'm trying to fuck.
Yeah, and then after that, it was just kind of like, oh, like, nice. Because I took my car. Like, I just wanted my own car. And he was like, oh, you want to go back to my place or whatever? It's like, I have, you know, we can go drink. Or I'm like, no, I'm good. I'm tired. I'm like, I went from work here or whatever. So I'm like, I'm kind of tired. He got pissed. And that's what I told you, that message, when I was like, damn, like I got fucking blocked because
blacked.
I didn't want to put out black. I got blocked.
Have you blocked a female because you don't put out? Like, you just been like, fuck this bitch and like block her ass?
No, I just stopped texting.
Yeah, you just get rid of them though. You like, you don't keep that shit up. Like, nah, yeah, we could still be friends even if you don't want
to
let me hit.
Oh, no, I've had so many girls tell me let's be friends. And I always tell them the same exact thing. I have a lot of friends. I don't need anymore.
Yeah.
I always tell them the exact same thing. I have a lot of friends. I don't need anymore.
So you know what happened to me when I did block a bitch? I've always tried to keep cool with my exes. I'm always like, yeah, let's be fucking cool. And I tried to stay cool with an ex one time. We were just talking, just being cool. I didn't want nothing out of her. Bitch was crazy, but I thought she was cool anyways. And then that bitch started asking me for money, like loans here and there, like $20, nothing big. And I would always be like, no, I don't have it. One time I fell back. She's like, well, I just want to give my kids some food. Okay, bitch, I let her borrow 20. Didn't even think about it. It wasn't even a bar. It was like, here, have fucking 20. I'm not dealing with it. And then one night I was drunk. And I hit her up and I was like, yo, send me something. And she's all like,
what's my $20?
No, fuck. I was like, yo, send me something
through Zelle, bitch.
Send me a nude or something. And that bitch is all like, I'm in a whole ass relationship. I just don't live with my man, but I don't give you no right. I was like, bitch, you asking me for money? Why the fuck aren't you asking him? I said all that. And I blocked the bitch. I was like, the fucking audacity.
Bro, you was paying for another dude's girl shit.
It was only 20 one time, my boy.
She was using the money to get him food.
I know. She said, I need to get my baby some food. She was talking about her man.
Hey, but I'm like, bitch, how you going to have the fucking audacity to tell me not to fucking, like, you can't send me something, you can ask me money instead of your man? Like, I was like, nah, bitch, you got me fucked. You got me all kinds of fucked up. That's the only bitch that I've really blocked, like, over, like, not wanting to even send me a nude. The rest, I ain't even tripping like that. It's not
never,
that big of a
I've
deal.
I've never asked for nudes. Yeah. Have I? I feel like I have now.
You do? You changed?
Yeah, I think I said like, oh, send me, oh, like to my girl or some, my ex or something. I'll be like, send me something sexy.
Anyway, so moving on. Hey, speaking about money and females, bro, I was talking to my girl, right, because she got a new job. And I don't like being on the phone, but now she calls me every day after work. And she's all like, well, I've been busy all day, so I just want to tell you everything at once. And even sometimes I'm like, hey, call me. And she's like, can this be a new thing? And I was like, fuck, I hate it. No. But anyway, she's been calling me and she's all like, today I wasn't able to text all day because I fucking had to deal with this bitch and I had to do her job instead of doing mine because she was doing this and that, right? She's all venting. And then at the end, she's all like, yeah. And you know what the most fucked up thing is? That she makes more than us. Not much, but she makes more than us. You know, she makes 140. I was like, whoa, what? 140K? She don't make that much more than you? I was like, baby.
Where are we going?
I was like, baby. I was like, you want me to move up with you? You want me to go visit you? I'm like, no. You want me to get you a ranch? She goes, I never said I made 140. No, you said she don't make that much more than you. My boy, when I say that I am ready to commit, bro, 1K, bro, she's all like, nah. She goes, I can't live with just 70. I knew she was joking about being at 140, bro. On my best year, I made 67,000. She says, I can't live off 170 because I said, look, we split the 140. You get 70, I get 70. She goes, I can't live off of 70. I was like, you're making more than 70. I don't know, bro. I think money talks. I'm so ready to. Hey.
You sound so fucking.
Nah, bro. Hey, I'm going to be like Wolf of Wall Street. You show me your pay stub right now. I'll fucking move. I'm going with you.
Tax season.
I'm just saying, y'all motherfucker, you, Javi, you would not be with some bitch that, no, I'm not going to call my girl bitch, but you would not be with some lovely lady that makes that kind of money. You would not be a sugar baby.
I've had a girl offer me, she, remember, you know this, she told me that I could be like stay at home and shit.
Yeah, but I'm already with my girl. I already like her. It's not that big of a step.
I was with her too.
Were you? Were
you? Yeah, I think so.
Were you really?
No, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I know he's down, but were you really with her? Define be with her.
Anyways, yeah, so the...
Just answer the question.
Yeah, I was with her.
Maybe because like, I'm in my broke boy stage, but I'm, you know, I think that's what fixed my dick, to be honest with you. I heard 140. I was like, I don't need those pills. Fuck.
Like, I just need your 70K.
For real. Nah, money don't make y'all guys move like that? Am I just being like...
I'd get a sugar mama. I wouldn't be with her.
I'd either get a sugar mama or a sugar daddy, but one way or another, me and my man or my girl, we're all going on a fucking vacation.
Wait. You would spoil your man with your sugar daddy's money?
Yeah.
You think your man would let you do that?
I'll be like, how do you really need those tires to go off-roading?
Now we know what you can use that dress for.
Do you really want new tires to go off-roading?
Go get that
sugar daddy. Want some new motorcycle parts? I got you.
That's what I'm saying, though. That's Chris, you, because you're the difficult male here. You would not let your girl go get a sugar daddy. She going to get some sugar.
Fuck no. Fuck no.
You're trash, bro.
I wouldn't let my girl.
You wouldn't either.
She could get one, but she can't give any sugar out.
Nah, I think y'all fucking around.
There are people that would spend more knowing that they can't touch them.
Really? Shit, look, give me his number. I'm fucking down. He ain't touching.
Right?
Hey, oh, talking about that, letting him not touch. Did you guys hear about Dwight Howard? All right, guys. I hate to do this, but we all collectively agreed as a podcast that we needed to cut the episode right here. The conversation about Dwight Howard, his case, and everything that went on just kind of went off the rails. You know us. We don't like to hold anything back. We're not politically correct. We don't pander to anybody. But we also don't want the podcast to be removed from Spotify and everywhere else you listen to. So for that reason, we had to cut the show here. We will be uploading the rest of the conversation on Patreon. At patreon.com/truthbetoldpodcast. This will be completely free. So please don't feel like we're trying to get money out of you this way. Go on Patreon, listen to the rest of this conversation. We do apologize for this, but we decided that it was for the best, completely for the best, so we don't get taken down. It gets pretty freaking crazy. It's about another 25 minutes of content. We do think you will enjoy it if you're not sensitive. But for now, just finish off the podcast. We apologize, but we do hope you enjoy. We're going to get into a different topic because some of us said we got off topic.
It's about fucking time.
No. But because that girl that came to the hotel and we both fucked Chris. So there's like, because there's women.
The surprise threesome?
No. That was Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's when the one Chris just walked in. This one was still surprising to her, but we knew. So there's women all over social media saying like, oh, men won't do shit for you. Men won't do this and that. Bro, I don't know about you, Javi, but I get women that do way more than they should, like drive an hour away just to fuck two homies. And I ain't giving these bitches a callback. I actually ghosted her for a couple of days after that. So I feel like females are on here. Fuck, I am going after females this whole podcast.
And she wanted another threesome.
Yeah.
Hey, we need a little comeback after that Barbie movie. I haven't watched it, but I guess it goes against men.
Yeah. No, I heard that too. But no. But I'm saying it's like this women on here on social media and everywhere talking about like guys ain't shit. Guys don't bring nothing to the table. Don't do nothing. I would never do for a guy. Some don't even want to pay for half the meal, Nova, unless you're fucking.
I don't got to bring shit to the table, bitch. You in the kitchen. Bring the food.
And I still got these, like, I've had women do way more than they should.
Nova's face.
She don't want to hear this no more. Okay, Nova, since you want to talk about another topic, do you want to hold on for Lizzo for next week or you just want to tell it really quick and then?
We can do a hold on for Lizzo for next week and you can do, like, your instant shots.
Okay, we'll do that. All right, let me just finish it real quick.
Hold up. I want to give a shout out to the girl that follows us with the OnlyFans.
Okay.
Can't put names out there, but.
Nope.
Pictures are amazing. Pictures are great. The vibe is great. She's a very good friend of mine as well. Loving that whole thing.
Even though you called me a hater, you're still
put the
cool
OnlyFans
people.
Out there. Get more followers.
She said it's coming down in August. No, it's October.
So
yeah, I asked.
So there you go. No, her no. Final payment of subscriptions. Tip, motherfuckers.
Shout out to her. Javi doesn't help out with the podcast, but he supports her. And she has a vato. Damn, Javi. I'm not the only one that's supporting her. And then fucking guys.
And then I want to give a shout out. Another name. I can't put out another name, but she knows who she is. She follows the pod. And she's... kind of like an OnlyFans.
You know what
you're Bobby, you're fucking sucio. That's what you're coming off as.
For real. All right. Yeah, no, that's about it. No, but any last words?
Sorry, I'm starting to second guess my decisions at this point.
Jesus. All right. Will that date be coming up? Should our listeners be expecting an update on the date?
We'll see. We'll see how it goes, if it's worth mentioning.
Oh, I want the listeners. I want the listeners to know as well that the girl that I was supposed to go on a date with, I think she has a boyfriend now.
Okay.
We did plan on the date, but she told me I had to drop all my hoes for her.
We'll talk about that on the next episode.
Yeah,
on the next
podcast. We'll talk about it the next one. We're still friends.
Sounds good. Chris, anything you want to leave us before I end this shit?
Fuck a lot. Suck a lot. Be sluts.
There you go. Well, follow us on Instagram, Truth Be Told Podcast, TikTok, Truth Be Told Podcast, and everywhere else, Spotify,
Patreon,
wherever you're listening to this.
Go subscribe. Follow us,
especially
subscribe.
Patreon.
OnlyFans.
New stickers coming. If Nova decides to join us, yes, we will all post news on OnlyFans.
Nova's face.
I've been Truth.com. This is Truth Be Told Podcast. We're out.
A ratos, vatos.
Suck my dick, you fucking hoes, you sluts, you prostitutes, motherfuckers.
Tits.
Yummy.